There are a lot of questions. After that interview this morning on CNN, in which anchor Chris Cuomo grilled former NBA player Dennis Rodman and occasionally members of a team of 10 retired NBA players seated with Rodman in North Korea, about their decision to go there. They're playing an exhibition game Wednesday night against a North Korean team, part of the celebrations for the birthday of Rodman's friend, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Rodman called it a great idea for the world.
One day, this door is going to open because these 10 guys here, if we could just open the door just a little bit for people to come here and do one thing.
But Cuomo repeatedly pointed out that Kim Jong-un just executed his uncle, that North Korea is holding an American hostage. Rodman responded that the players traveled to other countries as well to spread goodwill, and at one point he got angry, saying they'd given up being with their families for the holidays for this trip.
Got 10 guys, all these guys here. Do anyone understand that?
We do, and we appreciate
Christmas.
That, and we wish them well with cultural exchange.
No, I'm just saying, no, I don't give a what the hell you think? I'm saying to you, look at these guys here. Look at them.
Well, and viewers did for almost 20 minutes. Jim Walsh, North Korea expert at MIT Security Studies Program, joins us in the studio. Your thoughts on the interview?
Well, Robin, I think it's fair to say that no one covered themselves much in glory this morning. I mean, Chris Cuomo apparently doesn't understand the concept of citizen diplomacy, which has a long and venerable history to it. But, you know, Dennis Rodman obviously showed why he is not a good candidate to be a citizen diplomat. So,
yeah.
I found the whole thing very painful to watch, and it went on forever, 13 minutes, something like
that? Something more than that. Well, and it seemed to bounce from the same thing to the same thing with Cuomo saying you're dealing with a bad player in the leader of North Korea and Rodman, and occasionally player Chris Smith saying, look, we just wanted to bring goodwill. But tell us more about what you think Cuomo is missing, because there are Americans very angry that Dennis Rodman has been palling around in their view with the leader of North Korea.
Sure. I think we need to separate out a couple of things. First of all, there's a long tradition of citizens going to countries that we're enemies with. You know, during the Soviet Union, we had cultural figures and sports figures and others engage in citizen diplomacy. We had ping pong players go to China when China was our sworn enemy. The New York Philharmonic went to North Korea to play a concert there for Kim Jong-il. No one said boo about that, really. At least they didn't end up on 13 minutes of CNN. And the idea is that whether it's sports or cultural activities or citizen exchange, that it's going to be separate from politics, that it's about citizens engaging citizens and recognizing that we're all human beings. And you do that with adversaries. You don't do that with your friends. We're not going to send a ping pong group to, France or Britain, because they're already our allies. By definition, you go to places that are nasty.
But you have concerns,
sure,
though, about Dennis Rodman in particular.
I think you also have some responsibility to know what the heck you're doing. I think he could clearly demonstrate in that interview and in other times, could go off and say something and do something that creates a whole bunch of trouble. They could be arrested. There could be all sorts of problems. And I do think he crossed the line when he started to talk about what a great guy Kim Jong-il was in some of those previous interviews. Again, the focus in citizen diplomacy tends to be people to people, the citizens and citizens. When you start saying something about a political leader, then you are really moving into a different domain. So I think, I don't think they're responsible for Kenneth Bay being in prison and have to answer for that. On the other hand, I don't think Dennis Rodman is really the best choice to be doing citizen diplomacy.
Well, in fact, Kenneth Bay was brought up. This is the Korean-American missionary held by the North Korean government since last May. Cuomo kept saying, without explanation, but as you point out, we know why he's being held. He crossed into the country, I think, carrying a Bible.
Without a visa, uninvited.
A visa.
He crossed. And, so not surprisingly, he was arrested. That doesn't mean he should be held. We all want him to be released. I know there are negotiations involved in that. I know some of the people involved in those negotiations. But I don't think you can hang that on the basketball team. And again, traditionally, historically, when folks do this sort of thing, artistic exchanges, sports exchanges, there are folks in prison in these places.
Well, I think we have an example of what you're talking about, because both the anchor, Mr. Cuomo, and Dennis Rodman got into an argument about why Kenneth Bay was being held when, as you just pointed out, we sort of know. Cuomo had asked Rodman if he was going to take an opportunity, if he gets it, to speak up for Bay's family. Here's Rodman's response.
Do you understand what he did?
What did he do? You
in
tell
this
me.
Country.
You tell me. What did he do?
And no. You tell me. You tell me. Why is he held captive?
They haven't released any
country?
Charges. They haven't
why?
Released. They haven't released any reason.
Let me do this.
Well, as we can hear, that's not exactly diplomatic speak that someone like you would appreciate. But, you know, again, there's these players, Chris Smith in particular, who founded the Professional Basketball Alumni Association. That group didn't sponsor this trip, but these players have gone around the world. He repeatedly said, we didn't even know how upset people were going to get. So he's a little bit out of, you know, his depth there. But what do you think, finally, can these players do harm? Can they do good?
At the end of the day, I think it's diplomats and governments that make the progress in relations. So it's going to be whether the U.S. and the North Korea can find some way to make progress on the nuclear issue and the other substantial issues that'll mark the beginning. But, you know, it can't hurt in general. It's probably a good thing. It's a form of communication, perhaps, to the North Korean public that Americans are not, you know, devils with pointy ears. But I do think there are risks here. And I don't think – I think there's even more risk with someone like Rodman, who is unschooled in how to behave in these circumstances. So I worry about it. I worry about this particular form.
Yeah. That's Jim Walsh, an expert in international security and North Korea expert at MIT Security Studies Program, weighing in on the interview today, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo and Dennis Rodman and members of a basketball team who've gone to North Korea. You can see it because it's re-airing all day on CNN. Jim, thanks so much for weighing in.
Thank you, Robin.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.